This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, Travis Chance. Travis, how are you?
Tony, I'm good. Yep. Just hanging in there. I'm glad tax season is behind us. That was a pretty hectic period, but we're now beyond that, and hopefully yep. everybody has started to see their tax returns flowing in and paying off that that credit card or that little bit of debt that maybe they were carrying, and hopefully feeling a little better. So you know, it's just another great day in paradise.
Just another day. So you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
And there is a chance, Travis Chance. And okay. So yeah, I've been good. It's been a crazy spring is finally here, I think, even up here in Minnesota. I'm not down there in God's country right now. I'm up in Minnesota. I visited my parents this last weekend. You know, I try to get to see them as much as possible. But now, Travis, we're talking about a topic, a four-letter word. It's mm-hmm. a dirty word, isn't it?
It's a dirty word in retirement, or many of us think it is anyway. It's something, and I don't want to be too Riddler-esque, but it's something we all face. It's something we never see, but it's something that is very, very heavy, even though it actually does not technically weigh anything. So what could it be, Tony? What could it be? What four-letter word may have all of those attributes? Any ideas?
Yeah, I would say debt.
You are correct, sir. It is debt. And, you know, we talk so much on the show about, you know, whether it's taxes, whether it's, you know, how to produce income in retirement, long-term care, you know, healthcare issues, et cetera. We don't spend a lot of time talking about one of the things that is a growing concern for not just retirees, but for the U.S. consumer as a whole, and it's debt.
Yeah.
And, you know, many people, when they pictured retirement or they imagined what freedom would be in retirement, they were thinking, okay, I'm not going to have any debt at that point. My home's going to be paid for. Vehicles are going to be paid for. It's going to lead to less stress, and I'm be more flexible. And, you know, for millions of Americans right now, there's a lot of them that are starting to retire with debt more than even, you know, in recent years. And I think that's a number of things. You know, obviously, for millions of Americans, let's just call it like it is. Inflation's been a problem.
Yeah, it has.
Coming out of COVID, COVID wreaked havoc on a lot of the consumer habits, because what did we do? We had a glut mass of purchases of homes, refinance, you know, remodeling homes, et cetera. Now debt's probably low on those. I get it, because interest rates are probably, you know, 2-3% for a lot of people. I know my mortgage is still in the threes, because I refied like a lot of people, like we're talking about. So I just, you know, I'm in that category too, right? Refied. But yep. for retirement people coming into that stage of life, you know, maybe it seemed like a great idea at the time, but maybe it added 5 years or 10 years to their mortgage, or, you know, they remodeled a home or now carrying that debt. And especially you compound that with recent years of, you know, 20-30% in inflation on certain household items. That's now wreaking havoc, because you're also seeing those same retirees maybe start to also carry some credit card debt that yep. they weren't in the past. The average vehicle price is now in the 50,000 range.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That is massive, right? Yeah. So, you know, what we're going to talk about today are reasons that so many retirees now enter retirement with debt, yep. which debts can be harmful. And, you know, there are some things that, I'll be honest, I don't share the thought that everything that you have debt on is a negative.
I think
there are some things that you could probably classify as good debt. It's kind of an oxymoron.
There's right? good debt. There is. It's crazy to say, but there's times when, and businesses and the wealthy do this all the time. They use the bank's money. If interest, mm-hmm. if they can get a low interest rate, why would they use their money that can sure. be earning what sure. 8-10% in the market when they can just use the bank's money and borrow it and at 3%, 4%, 5%.
And that was certainly one of the wealth creation tools that were used back in, you know, like I said, 6 years ago during the COVID crisis, because interest sure. rates were basically, you know, nothing. Close to zero.
Yeah.
But we're also going to talk about not only the you know, retirement or retiree entering debt or entering retirement with debt, which debts are harmful, but also what to think about before paying it off. Because, you know, do you take a big lump sum out of your retirement to pay it off? That might be more harmful than helpful.
Yeah.
And then last, how to retire confidently, even if debt remains, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because at the end of the day, we've still got a problem. There still has to be a solution. Sometimes the solution is not, you know, cash out everything to pay off debt, because then how are you going to provide cash flow for yourself going forward? So all these things are delicate.
Well, Travis, I just want to throw out, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw out from the Federal Reserve Bank, the statistics on U.S. credit card debt mm-hmm. are absolutely insane.
Yeah.
1.28 trillion, 1.28 trillion with a T dollars. Mm-hmm. That's the total U.S. credit card debt as of the beginning of 2026. And the average balance is $6,700 per person. Mm-hmm. And almost 60% of cardholders carry the debt over from month to month. They don't pay it off each
minimum
month.
Payment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's insane. And that's the highest. I mean, by far, it's risen exponentially in the last five since COVID. That amount has skyrocketed.
Sure. So, Tony, just to kind of bring us back on the mortgage side and retirees, what is one of the largest debts they bring into retirement? And it's obviously not a big surprise. It's mortgages.
Yeah. And, your house, you know, your household mortgage, right?
Mortgage debt has increased dramatically, especially over the last two decades.
Yes. You know,
mortgage balances among households nearing retirement has risen significantly. And according to actually research from Harvard, more homeowners 65 and plus still carry mortgage debt compared with other generations. Why? Mm. It's because people are buying homes later now. I mean, the average person right now, and I forget the statistic, it's around 40 years old is when the average first-time home buyer is now entering the market. So if you have a 30-year mortgage, you're 40 years old, even if you don't move, which most people will, if you don't move, you maybe got a mortgage into your 70s or into your late 60s, early 70s, if you just pay the normal payment per month. So that could be an issue. Many refinance their home into new 30-year terms back whenever we had sub 3% interest rates. Some upgraded their homes. And that I kind of agree with, because, I mean, let's face it. You know, I know we've talked previously about some of my home struggles, and I'm already thinking about, you know, my late 40s, about to be 50 here shortly. I'm already thinking, you know, if we were ever to build another home or to renovate again, we would probably go ahead and start thinking about widening doors, right? Making sure everything's handicap accessible. Going ahead and making some of those upgrades now so that you don't really have to incur those costs later. Home prices also have increased massively because of that short-term demand. And I'm really struggling with why, and I know it's because of supply and demand, and I get we're underbuilt, but I'm really struggling with the fact that you've got a very, I would say, heavy seller market now, a very light buyer market. Interest rates are where they are, and home prices just are stuck. They just are staying there. And that's kind of worrying me, to be perfectly honest, because supply and demand, if interest rates go up, price typically comes down. And that really hasn't been the case for the last five, almost 6 years. And also, let's also be very honest. I do think a lot of that is also because, you know, builders and other entities can come in the market. BlackRock comes in, buys a whole neighborhood. They don't buy the house, right? So that's also another thing that's driving some of these price increases. So, but during your working years, you know, it's about cash flow, and sometimes it's okay. Maybe you can afford to cash flow that property, and debt doesn't really seem like it's that heavy, because during your peak earning years, incomes are probably rising, and that's the reason why you're able to carry that debt. And during that time, you have the Jones kind of mentality.
Keeping up with the Jones.
Yeah, the nicer vehicles, the bigger homes, the travel. The children financially are also being able to kind of lean on you heavily, and you have larger recurring bills. But as you get closer to retirement, now you have retirees that are really starting to come back full circle, and they're starting to become the sandwich generation where they saw their parents maybe be the sandwich generation previously. Right. Because now you may be forced to help an elderly parent at the same time that you have children just getting out of the house, just needing a little bit of extra help because maybe the job market isn't really what they thought. And, you know, hopefully they didn't come out with an English lit degree. And I'm sorry, just throwing that out there. Or maybe, you know,
what are they going to do with that?
I don't know. But anyway, sorry for your English lit majors. Don't hit me if you see me, but it's really a struggle. And a lot of times what happens is retirement and that thought starts to push back retirement. It could force us, like you said, to start leaning more heavily on what? Credit cards. That's kind of the snowball effect, right?
Yep.
The opposite of the Dave Ramsey snowball, where you're paying off debt.
Right.
That debt starts to spin off into other categories, home equity loans, credit cards, because you're starting to ramp up cost, and you may not have the cash flow to keep up. So, you know, one of the things I would say is also a very interesting part is during working years, why it feels so different and why it's something that we don't really, it doesn't register. But in retirement, it's like it's a bullhorn and somebody is standing behind you going, debt, debt, debt. Why? It's because when you're working, what are you getting, right, Tony? You're getting raises on your income. Most likely you're getting bonuses. You're able to work overtime. You know, your time horizon looks so much further down the road.
You have income and methods of getting more money.
Exactly. Yeah. But in retirement, the reason it starts to feel more burdensome is because retirement income is often fixed. You have Social Security benefits. You have pension benefits. Your investment withdrawals, required minimum distributions later in life. It's more regimented. It's not the same. You don't get that overtime. You don't get those bonuses. And that's the reason why it could go from feeling very manageable to feeling very heavy. Okay. Because, you know, if you think about it, when you take out, like we talk about the dangers of withdrawal rates, right? If you remember, we speak often about, you know, making sure your portfolio can handle what you're withdrawing. And when you get to that retirement point and you have that real heavy debt, well, then all of a sudden, you know, where you were on track, if you had this amount of debt, this amount of savings, or this amount of cash flow need, now you may need exponentially more than that, which could lead to what? It could lead to larger portfolio withdrawals. That could be bad. It could lead to a higher tax exposure. Everybody who listens to my podcast knows how I feel about taxes. Delaying discretionary spending, maybe some of the things that you wanted to do, you don't get to do.
Right.
The trips you wanted to take, the, you know, maybe the purchase of that vehicle, that whatever it is. I mean, the things that you felt like were kind of your carrot and stick. You worked and you did the things so that you could eventually reach the prize. Now, maybe those might be maybe put off a little bit. And then, of course, when you factor that in with, let's say, like in the last few weeks, we've seen with the Iranian conflict, all of a sudden people get a little uncomfortable because all of a sudden market doesn't go straight up. And it's like, oh my goodness, I'm taking money out. Market's going down. What do I do? It just adds to that additional anxiety, Tony.
Yeah.
And that's why
there are solutions. That's why you need a plan and work absolutely with somebody like yourself. So you're not worried about taking money out while the market's down. You shouldn't be in that position in the first place. And you won't be if you work with a trusted financial professional like yourself, right?
Tony, could not have said it better, buddy. but, you know, all of these that we've just talked about, you were probably, if you're listening to this podcast, you may not be in that category right now. You may not be in that stage of life, but you've probably been there at some point, or you probably know someone who is. So let's think about how do we start to classify the difference between good debt and bad debt? How do we get out of some of these issues? Well, the first thing is to understand not all debts created equal. You know, usually you think about debt just as a whole, and we don't tend to break it out into its true segments. Okay, so let's talk about it. Credit card debt. That's bad debt, right? Often the most dangerous. Why? Because you have higher interest rates, right? You don't have an appreciating asset tied to it, like maybe your home or maybe a piece of property, right? If you have debt on a home and all of a sudden it increases 20% in value and you have debt, it's actually working for you in some cases. Now, can that market also go the other way? It can. Doesn't happen often. Has happened in the past. But credit card debt is actually what we would consider, obviously, more bad debt. Personal loans, that's something that could obviously create an issue. I always tell folks this: if you're lending money to your kids, your friends, your relatives, et cetera, my advice, either have a contract or just don't expect to get the money back.
Yeah.
Because if you do, great. If you don't, You obviously need to ask, is that debt going to be worth the relationship later? So either don't do it or don't expect it back.
Right.
Large car payments. This is also something, let's face it, that is something that is a part of our vanity. It's a part of our, you know, feeling of entitlement, because we're like, hey, I worked, I did this, I did that, I deserve to have the car that I want. But if you have a really large car payment, which right now, like we talked about the first of the show, Tony, average car price is over 50K.
Yeah,
some crazy of them well into the 100. I mean, a freaking pickup truck right now is $100,000 in some packages
for
a pickup truck.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? I mean, yeah,
but you that's see people insane driving off the lot with them all the time. But what happened the minute they drove off the lot?
Yeah, it went down in value by about $15,000.
20%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So large car payments in let's face it, I'm not telling you what to do. If you want to do it, that's on you. But large car payments, let's face it, the vehicles decline in value from immediately once you sit your behind in the seat. So when you drive off the lot, let's face it, you might have paid $100,000 for that vehicle. But I want you to do something. This is kind of interesting. One of the status symbols for a lot of people is a Range Rover. I want you, Tony, to go and look at a brand new Range Rover today and then go look at one with, say, 30 or 40,000 miles that say a 2022, 2023.
Sure.
And look at the stark difference between
them. It is unbelievable.
It is like 60, 70% off.
tens of thousands of dollars.
It is absolutely.
I mean, you can get a 20,000 if it has 20,000 miles on it. It's going to be, and it's maybe 1 or 2 years older.
Still, all the same bells and whistles.
Yeah, it's going to be so much less.
But people do it all the time. And that's the point is folks, you know, there is good debt and bad debt. And that is my opinion. That's bad debt. Now, something that kind of rides the fence, if you're using your home equity to improve your property and improve your value of your property, that could be classified as good debt. But if you're using your home equity as a slush fund and you're just literally going out and, you know, kind of like 2008, buying the flat screen TVs and all the stuff, all the things, that may not be adding to your good debt or to your good side. So, you know, that is something we need to keep. We need to keep clarity on what we're spending and how we're spending. The good side, let's talk about it. The good side, real estate debt, business debt. You know, if you're investing in something or if you're borrowing to build something, that's good debt. If it's creating cash flow, that's good debt. If your rate is low and fixed, that could be good debt. But it has to be something that can be serviced, right? It cannot be something living outside your means. And if it's not producing cash flow, then you really need to do an assessment of whether you really need to do that or not. You know, because you could be in a position where, let's say, you have to put up your retirement assets to pay off the debt or create collateral. Maybe, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cases where, you know, let's face it, if you want to borrow X, you got to put up Y. Well, that Y could be your retirement assets. And if things don't go right, you could actually forfeit your retirement as well. That's not good debt, right?
Right.
Good debt is if it creates a cash flow that is able to service the debt and you're able to profit or benefit from it. But you also need to think very long and hard, because a lot of those could lead you into what? It could lead you in uncomfortable positions, maybe paying unmanageable monthly payments. And then what happens? That's when people start to think about what, Tony? Maybe I should just take a little bit of my retirement and cash it out and pay it off. Yeah. But what happens in that case? What do most people not take into consideration?
Well, taxes. Yeah.
We are in a progressive tax rate system. So if you're already pulling or getting, say, $100,000 or $50,000, whatever your number is, if you add $50,000 or $100,000 on top of it, you're probably no longer in the 12. You're in the 22, or you might not be in the 22.
It's going to bump you into the higher tax bracket. And you don't want to do that.
You don't want to
touch your retirement money until you're retired. That's for retirement.
Right. But prioritizing that sometimes is easier said than done. Sure. Now, and there are some things, let's face it, I can understand. And let's think through those. If you have high interest debt, right? If you're paying like 22, 24, I mean, heck, there's a lot of credit cards out there getting 30% interest right now. If you're in a 12% marginal tax rate, I could understand taking, like you said, $6,700 is the average credit card debt. Take $6,700, pay it off, be done with it, because it's costing you more in interest service payments than it would to actually go ahead and service the entire part of the debt. I get that. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to say, okay, I'm going to disregard taxes all the way around and I'm just going to take it out no matter what, because then what happens? You could be forced to pay a 20, 25% tax rate. And if you, let's say your debt's only in the 5 or 10%, maybe it's a mortgage, then it's like, I don't know if I would have done that. Maybe the benefit to that could be taking it over 2 tax years or maybe 3 tax years, right? Maybe your goal was to pay it off in a more accelerated format. Well, okay, instead of taking, and I'm just going to throw a number, 60 grand. Don't take the 60 grand all at one time. Take 20 grand maybe in tax year 2026, maybe take 20 grand January of 27. You could really get some accelerated payoff very quickly, two tax years that could be days or months apart. Then take the remaining $20,000 in January of 28. Within a 13-month time frame, you've already paid off that debt, but Uncle Sam has had it spread over three tax years. That could be the difference in, say, 25% taxes, maybe 12% taxes. Yeah. That's when it starts to make a lot more sense. But the problem is, for most people, it's how do we quantify that? And I think that's a real issue, especially if it's not something that you do quite often, if it's not something that maybe is in your comfort zone. And that's why we talk about, Tony, with our clients. One of the things that we advise on is not just investments. It's not just taxes. It's not just healthcare. It's, you know, it's life. And, you know, it's like, hey, Travis, should we pay cash for this expense? Well, I don't know. Let's run the math. Okay. If you do, then under this environment, these circumstances, you should be fine, right? Maybe it takes a little bit of your legacy away. Or no, ma'am, I don't think that's a good idea, because if you look, by doing that now, that stone in the pond today causes a ripple that basically causes you significant harm later in life.
Yeah.
The problem is, most people have either they don't have the time or the resources to devote to actually creating that type of analysis. And that's why a financial advisor that can actually help you walk you through that can really pay additional dividends, especially in your retirement years.
Yeah. And you just have to do the math. It's like, okay, I've got money here. It's earning this. I've got debt here. What do I pay off first? What do I use to pay it off? And you have to have a strategy and a plan in place. And that's how you help your clients. You help people you've met with. So if our listeners out there or viewers want to get this taken care of, they want it. They don't have a retirement income plan in place yet. Maybe they don't have a retirement plan in place or a financial plan. How do they do that?
Absolutely, Tony. The first step is, once you identify or you recognize there's a problem, you have to take action. Right. You have to just admit that, hey, maybe professional guidance is something that could really benefit me and my spouse and my family going forward. And then the next step is, you give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Because just to close out, guys, retirement is not about reaching some perfect zero debts or perfect 840 credit score. It's really about entering retirement with clarity, with confidence and control. And it's not about, do I have debt? It's about, can my income comfortably support the lifestyle that I want to live? And if the answer is no, then you have to do something about it. And if retirement for you guys is within 5 years, or maybe you just retired, or maybe you've been retired for a while and you're having that anxiety, trying to balance your debt, your monthly obligations and your cash flow, take action while you still have options. Give us a call, 877-269-0839, or by all means, visit us on the web, chancefinancialgroup.com. Check out one of our classes coming up in your area. It will be an opportunity for you to get some of the questions answered that you probably are asking, as well as other retirees.
There you go. Well, and I love what you said there, Travis. Before we go, listeners, all you need to do are remember the four C's: clarity, confidence, control, and chance.
CFG Wealth Management.
No, and chance.
And
Travis Chance.
Yeah,
Travis, or Chance. CFG
Give Wealth yourself Management. The best chance in retirement.
There you go. Well, thanks, Travis. Thank you, listeners and viewers. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.